My guest sees into the future with such amazing accuracy. Find out what's in store for America, President Barack Obama, and the Middle East, and even learn where to invest your money.
Can ancient secrets of the supernatural be rediscovered? Do angels exist? Is there life after death? Are healing miracles real? Can you get supernatural help from another dimension? Has the future been written in advance? Sid Roth has spent 30 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid on this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, Hank Kuhneman. Hank knows things that are going to happen in the future. And one of the things I like to do about prophets is to find out what they have said in the past and whether it's come to pass. Now, God talked to you about the U.S. presidential election of Bush and Gore. Mm-hmm. What did he tell you?
Well, one of the things back in 1999, it was during the summer months and even into the fall, the Lord actually gave a vision when I was ministering in some conferences, and he showed me that a hand was coming out of the earth, was trying to raise up Al Gore from the earth, Sid. But then a shaft of light came down and hit that hand, and the word of the Lord was that Al Gore would not be president. And of course, that day, we know what happened when they announced it first on the election day. It looked like completely opposite. But then there was a hand.
You must have been pretty nervous there watching election day.
Sure. Well, you have your integrity on the line. Right. And many people heard what the Lord was saying during that election, and that Al Gore would not be the president, but instead that the Lord was placing President Bush over the White House to be president. And of course, that's what happened. Let me just say it this way. You know, God always wants to speak to a generation, and he always wants to let people know what is taking place. You know, there's a scripture that says disasters upon disasters, rumors upon rumors. Then they're going to seek a vision from the prophet. And God wants to speak his secrets and share them in the earth in this day today. And so politically, for example, we shouldn't be surprised. God spoke to kings in the Old Testament. There was always those that sought for the word of the Lord. You know, I was in a meeting one time, and all of a sudden, Sid, they ushered me in the back, and I was looking, and I could see security all around me. And I thought, what am I doing now? This must be a pretty important person for all the security. And all of a sudden, they said, we want you to minister to this man. And they didn't tell me anything about him. They said, we want you to minister to this man. And he stood there with his suit on, and he looked very polished, and I knew that he was someone of a very powerful prominence.
Sure.
All of a sudden, I laid my hand upon him, and the Lord, when he speaks, he'll speak to you. Sometimes you'll hear something, sometimes you'll see something, sometimes you'll sense something. The moment I touched him, all of a sudden, I began to see his desk, and I began to declare over his life that he was a leader of a nation. In fact, he was a president over this particular nation. And the Lord began to describe to him six things that was on his desk that he was getting ready to make decisions for his nation. And he was really struggling with, you know, are these the right decisions? Are these the right things that I should really, you know, make into law or bring before the nation? Not only did God reveal six things about his nation and decisions, but the Lord began to deal with him about his life. After I was done, tears were coming down his face. And you know what he said?
What's that?
He said, I have sought psychics. I have sought those in the occult. I've sought priests and different ones in the ministry. But he said, young man, when you speak to me, you've told me things that nobody else knows, and you make my bones rattle. So that's a case of someone just recently, and as well as in the one in 1999.
But you know, going back a little bit, when you were a new believer in the Messiah, you had a visitation from an angel and literally were set up to be able to speak to people in high places. Explain that.
That's right. Well, first of all, I didn't have any pizza, so I knew it wasn't a pizza dream, you know, how they always say that. You know, I believe that God will minister the supernatural if you keep things simple, if your heart is pure, if your heart is right, especially. And I was just praying, and all of a sudden, what took place is I saw an angel walk into my room, and I was praying on my bed. And the next I know it, he grabbed my hand and lifted me up, and I was carried away into a vision. I wasn't afraid, It wasn't like that. It was more of a fear, and I knew that God was up to something. And I was carried what felt like I was moving very fast, and I was moving what seemed like through what we would call space or something like that. And I came down on a platform, Sid, and there was another angel to meet me, and he had a scroll in his hand. And at that moment, he told me to eat the scroll. And then he said, now look. And I looked down, it was the most incredible thing that I saw. I saw people as far as my eyes could see, and there were the tongues and the tribes of many nations. And the angel of the Lord said, God has anointed you to be a prophet, to be a spokesman to the nations, to reveal the heart of the Father, to reveal His secrets to mankind. And that's when it started. After that moment, the Lord began to deal with me over nations, politically, end time events. I've ministered to different people that have been heads of state, different leaders.
Well, take that man you were telling us about. Was he the president of a country?
Yes, he was the president of a particular country, yeah. Okay. And he was seeking the supernatural. See, this is what people don't realize. You know, never get discouraged about your leader, because God wants to speak to them. And if we pray, just like in the days, my wife's been saying it a lot lately, is God's getting ready to visit people, especially in the political realm.
Okay, what is dreams. God showing you about President Obama?
Well, one of the things that I think is very important, and there was a sign given to this nation in December of 2008 into 2009, every conference I was going, I felt like the weatherman. But we shouldn't be surprised that you know, in the spirit, we should have a pulse. We should have an understanding of what God is saying. Elijah dealt with the rain, for example, in Scripture. The Lord kept saying, prophesy about 2009 into 2010, a new decade. Okay, not just a new year, 2010, but a decade. God said it would mark blizzards, would be a sign unto the United States that I'm cleansing the nation because of sin, and because I'm going to open a window over the nation and give them an opportunity that is very, very unique. And so, of course, if you remember, what's happened is they reported all over the news. Some say 50 states at the same time, including Hawaii, the volcanoes, had the touch of snow on them. Others are saying 49 out of 50 states at the same time had the touch of snow. Snow is very interesting because, for example, in Scripture.
But let me, actually, before you even get to the snow,
sure.
Tell me what it's like to hear things for a nation, proclaim it publicly, and then see it happen.
Well, it's a big responsibility because I've had times where I've proclaimed something over a nation and it didn't even look like it was going to happen. And it looked like the very opposite of what I said. So you feel a responsibility because, especially when you speak to a head of state.
But when it was the opposite, did it eventually come to pass?
Yes, it eventually did come to pass.
I mean, I have looked at a number of these prophecies, but the thing that God showed Hank about snow is just so amazing. Don't go away. Be right back after this word.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here with Hank Hooneman, and God has entrusted to Hank to hear his secrets about countries, about people in high authority. And Hank, before the break, we were talking about you, for some reason, you prophesy a lot about weather, but it has meanings beneath the meanings.
Right.
For instance, snow.
Okay. The Lord prophesied specifically what year that these blizzards would come that we've seen all across the nation. And the reason why is, for example, Miriam in the Bible had what was called leprosy, and it was compared to be as white as snow. Now, leprosy many times is like sin. And so what God is saying over the United States is there is sin. There's lawlessness, darkness like never before. People are turning away from the Lord. We're in danger of bringing in a lot of false gods and false images that are really...
I just can't believe what is going on so rapidly. I mean, anyone can see with their eyes. The sin is almost taking over in some areas.
But the beautiful part of it, and this is what sin represents, when David sinned, he said, Lord, cleanse me, wash me whiter than snow. And it was after he sinned before the whole nation. So it was a national affecting sin that he did. And we have seen sins that are affecting our nation. The elements are responding to it. And what happened is with this cleansing is always remember impurities come first to the top. So a lot of what we're seeing is impurities. Sometimes with the elements like snow and the rain and the hail and different things is a response to God's glory or God's presence coming. And in the Bible, and for those that are watching, any time that God came in the scripture, many times there was, you know, hail, there was lightning, there was earthquakes. It was always when God's presence was coming. Sometimes when Jesus was coming into a city, there would be a great storm that would try to stop him or the disciples, mm-hmm. which those storms were not God doing it. It was the devil trying to stop the glory from going. So I think we've seen some of this with, for example, the snow and the weather elements.
I mean, it was so amazing how many states had snow.
Yes. Well, I was in Washington, D.C., and when I was in Washington, D.C., there's a legislation that they were getting ready to sign into law, and the Lord said to them, they will sign this into law, and watch what happens when they sign it into law. There will be another blizzard that will come because I will not only bring a cleansing, but I'm also going to reveal the sin that has taken place in this land. And God is really looking to the prayers of the righteous. He's looking to a few people who will really cry out to Him. And if Moses could cry out for his nation and change the destiny of a nation, how much more can you and I, if we're willing to cry out and really ask God to touch our nation in an incredible way? God will listen, and He is listening. And so the snow marked, I believe, not only revealing the sin that the Lord is looking at in our nation, but it's also revealing the glory, His presence, His power that is colliding with planet Earth. It also reveals the convulsion and the weight of sin that is in our nation, that the elements are responding. The Earth is growing and convulsing at the weight of sin. It also represents the enemy who's trying to stop what God wants to do in this day. Sid, there's something that's happening, though, that I think is very important. We are entering into a season. This snow was kind of a pre-warning. Just like Methuselah's name in the Bible meant that there was a flood coming. Mm-hmm. God is saying with this snow and this cleansing that there's a window now, a prophetic window that's being opened over the United States specifically, where God is reaching towards this nation, giving this nation an opportunity to reach back to Him. And He's specifically, we mentioned in our prior part of the show about President Obama.
Yes.
And, you know, there's some people.
What is God showing you about him? Because he's such an intriguing person.
Yes.
You're either for him or against him. I've never seen such a division in the United States.
Well, I was in Chicago back in 2006, a very prominent, there was a church there, and I was just prophesying, and the Spirit of God said, he yelled out, he said, "Listen, Chicago." He said, "Shall you," talking about Chicago, and he said, "America, shall you have an African-American president? Shall he be raised up in this day?" And then God gave conditions and said that we really needed to pray for the president that would arise. And that is always our responsibility. Listen, we should always pray for our leaders. And God specifically is reaching right now towards President Obama. There's a window being opened where God is going to reach to the heart of this man. And we have got to be positioned to pray for him that he will reach back. And this window is very, very important because it's not just God reaching towards President Obama. It's really God reaching towards our nation. There's a scripture, and maybe, you know, you don't read the Bible, but I want to encourage you. There is a powerful scripture that I want to encourage you, where the Lord gave a nation a test. And it's in Jeremiah chapter 18, where God said, "Listen, if I desire to pluck up and to root out, and if the people will choose to do good, even though God intended one thing, then the Lord will retract and he'll do good." But then he says this, if I, the Lord, desires to do good, but the people don't respond, okay, in the opportunity mm-hmm. that God gives, then God has no choice. And so we really are in a place right now, especially.
So America is at a crossroads.
We're in a crossroads. We're in a window.
And President Obama is in a crossroads.
Yes, yes. And I believe this. You know, Nicodemus came to Jesus at night. And I have prophesied this a few times because I don't care what president rises. Now, I mean, obviously I care because you want them to uphold the things of the Lord. You want them to stand for righteousness. But what I'm saying is it's not a political thing for me. My responsibility is to prophesy the heart and the will of the Lord, whether people agree with that, whether they like that or not. And one of the things that the Lord is trying to say to us is, listen, if he can visit a man in the Bible named Nebuchadnezzar in a dream, okay, if God can visit Pontius Pilate's wife, to where Pontius Pilate started backing away from this Jesus. I'm going to tell you, God can visit this president, and I believe that the Lord can do something in this nation. Let me give you an encouragement. We were praying in a particular service, and all of a sudden I heard this loud wind. And again, the snow was a sign, sin, cleansing, glory getting ready to come. And now this wind. And the Lord said, watch what begins to take place. They're going to report, even in the natural, first the natural, then the spirit. They're going to start reporting about the wind and a wind being assigned to this nation. And I saw this wind blowing very strong, Sid, in the White House. And it began to blow through where President Obama was. I saw his desk, and there was certain legislations that were being signed into law that you and I would go, what is going on? And there were things that were grievous to the Lord, but they were being literally signed into law.
I'll tell you what, hold that thought. We'll be back right after this word. I know you're not going to go away.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural. We now return to It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here, and I'm on the edge of my seat. I want to find out what God has shown Hank Hooneman in reference. You saw President Obama signing legislation, and what happened then?
Well, a wind came through. Now, it was a spiritual wind that blew through.
This was bad legislation.
Yeah, bad legislation. In fact, the Lord is saying, too, and I want people in the United States and really those around the world, because what a lot of things happen in the United States affects the world. It's going to look like we're going backwards for the next 12 to 24 months. And it'll look like, what is going on? Lord, are you answering our prayers? What's happening? What is up with this legislation? And all of a sudden, God is going to do something. There's a wind that's going to begin to blow. This window is beginning to open up. God is literally reaching towards President Obama's heart. And we need to pray that he reaches back to do what's honorable, to do what's right in the sight of Almighty God. God's going to hold this man accountable to with his relationship and knowledge of Jesus. And we need to pray that God will continue to surround this man with godly counsel. Now, with the legislation, the Lord showed a wind, and this wind, Sid, with such force came in and blew literally the paperwork and began to overturn the legislation. And the Lord said, what has been done in the open, I mean, such blatant legislation that many of us are looking at going, what is going on? The Lord said, as blatant as it's been in public, I'm going to do a public display to overturn it. And I'm telling you, there's something with this 2010, a generation of youth that is going to rise up, and they're going to be part of a generation that is going to take back some of the things that was pushed out, like in the baby boomer generation. And the Lord is even going to get a harvest of the baby boomers and begin to cause them to rise up like never before and take back certain things in our nation.
What do you see for the Supreme Court?
Well, there's another shift that's getting ready to take place. In fact, I remember when the Lord first prophesied that there would be two Supreme Court justices. I mean, we hadn't had a shift in the court for years, and I remember prophesying that. And the Lord said the exact month that the first one would happen. And it happened, of course, a few years ago. And then he said there would be, a total of three Supreme Court justices, which we did. But then he said there would come another shift, and we would see a retiring take place. But he said this. He said one would fall from their seat, and there would be a particular seat that has been held, and it will look again like the court is going to go in opposite direction. But the Lord is getting ready to shift the courts in a way, once again, towards this legislation. Here's the thing we have to remember.
Shift the court in a godly way?
Towards what is right. And I'm going to tell you why. Now, to some people, they may think, sure, right. We have to remember, God can change the heart of any man. And that's really what we need to be praying for, is that God gets a hold of the heart of every man. Do you know that if they're voted in and they believe a certain way and they stand in their judgment as the Supreme Court justice, do you know if God touches their heart, they could change?
Absolutely.
See, and that's what the Lord's getting ready to do. There's coming a shift on the courts again, and it'll look like we're going backwards. But the Lord is going to begin to literally become the judge over the courts, and we're going to see a lot of this legislation.
So we could see America's greatest days. So if you're like many Bible believers and you see all the negative things and all you speak is the negative things rather than what you want to see happen, you're actually helping. It says, can two walk together unless they be agreed? Start agreeing that America's greatest days are ahead of itself. Hank, you have these great prophetic words that proven, I've researched them, you have them on tape, you've said them on national television. I know you hear from God. But what about the person that's watching right now? Are they Swiss cheese? Can they hear from God?
Yes, because first of all, there was a man in the Bible named Ananias. He ministered one of the most simple words to one of the greatest leaders, a guy named Apostle Paul. And all he heard was, go to a street called Straight. That's all he heard.
So he changed the destiny of the world by going to the street called Straight.
And in the Bible, he was called a brother. You never hear of him again. And so, yes, in fact, the Bible gives us a wonderful promise of the Holy Spirit. And I love it because it talks about the supernatural days that you and I are living in, that our sons and daughters will prophesy. Young men shall see visions and dreams, old men. And so, yeah, common people. Hearing and doing the uncommon things, that's going to become more prevalent because of the supernatural day that we're in.
Well, see, I believe that there's going to be such a move on young people, and it'll be natural for them. They're not going to be like us going so many years and just being involved in religion. They're going to, like a rocket, they're going to take off. It'll be normal for them to hear God's voice. And for those of you that it's not normal, I believe it's about ready to get normal. Hank, what is God telling you about my favorite country, Israel?
Israel. Well, let me tell you what is going to happen, not only in Israel, but I feel something happening real quick. I just want to speak to you right now that's watching by this camera, and I see in the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I see a spirit that is trying to speak to those that are watching in the area of suicide. And I break the power right now that's trying to speak into your mind, and I break it in Jesus' name. I say that that will not cause you to take your life in the name of Jesus. Now, there's others that are watching. In fact, the young, there's some young people. I see a tremendous audience of young. And I declare that the anointing of the Lord shall touch your eyes, shall touch your ears, that you will begin to see and hear and know the plans and the secrets of God. For it was a prophet that opened the eyes of a young man to see in the Spirit. And I decree that now over you to begin to have visions and dreams and to see. And I even see a leader. There's someone, a political leader. You're watching. You don't think anybody knows, but God does. And you're asking about what to do. I declare over you now the spirit of wisdom rest upon you. And I declare in the night hour that you shall be visited by the Lord and you will have the answer. Get a piece of paper and a pencil, write down what will be said, and I tell you, it'll be the answer that you're searching for. Israel, Sid, America, the United States is getting ready. I mean, it's already in process. It's kind of like the domino. All it takes is one domino and the rest of the dominoes fall. Something is happening, a Jewish revival like we've never seen before is hitting the United States.
I feel a fire in my bones that this is God's moment of mercy on Israel.
It's their window
and Jewish people.
Yes. Now, one thing with Israel that we really need to pray is and of course we know this, that they're trying to push Israel into signing certain things. And I saw them literally getting pushed to a table. The United States basically was threatening and saying that they were going to pull out and they were going to cut certain ties. And this was very real when I had this vision. And all of a sudden, Israel was being pushed to the table and there was tremendous tension between Israel and the United States. And at the last moment, they pushed away and said, no, we're not going to do this. And I just really believe that we really need to be praying for Israel, not only because of the visitation of God coming, but because the Lord wants them not to be pushed into something politically.
Quickly, Iran. What do you see?
There's going to be a regime change still in Iran. I thought it was going to happen a few years ago, but watch, the youth are rumbling in that nation. God is visiting the youth, and the youth are going to lead and begin to rise up, and there will be a regime change to protect Israel even.
Did you hear what Hank said? God is rearranging this whole world for the greatest move of His Spirit in history. Literally, spiritual scales are coming off the eyes of Jewish people, and they're having experiences with Jesus. Spiritual scales are coming off the eyes of Muslims, and they're having experiences with Jesus. And I say that spiritual scales are coming off of your eyes right now. They're coming off of your eyes right now. And if you will say, I believe that Jesus died for my sins, and I make Him my Lord, just say it with your mouth, your own words, and come and live inside of me, you are ready to have the greatest adventure of your life. There is not a close second. Knowing God is everything. Knowing about Him, nothing.